look a little peaked. See, David, I told you you were looking better.
I'm just feeling a little queasy is all.
He thinks he's having pregnancy pains. Tell him that that's not possible.
Well, I don't know, darling. When my water broke, your father wet his pants.
Oh, hey, honey, that three-fingered guy down to the hardware store. He asked me for my autograph.
Which three-fingered guy? None of them down there have a full set.
Man, ever since the lottery thing. See, everybody wants to get a little piece of us.
It's okay with me. Finally, I'm starting to hear a little sweet talk from the ladies.
Yeah, you know, Grandma's been a lot nicer to me, too, lately.
I mean, them girls at school, Darlene. All right, get this. Okay, I was sitting there, and there was an empty seat next to me in the cafeteria.
Like there always is.
All right. But then Karen Baylor goes to sit down, and Susie Johnson throws an elbow and takes a seat.
Two girls fighting? That is so sad.
It's not sad, stupid. It's erotic.
Oh, I gotta tell you, the freakiest thing happened to me, too. I'm down at the dry cleaners, and the guy down there that owns the place, he asked me to say a blessing over his lottery ticket.
What didst thou say unto him?
Well, I give him the Girl Scout pledge and a couple of Hail Marys, and then I wave my hand around it, you know, just for the show.
You know what I just realized? Hmm. Next to that duck walking around with the arrow in its neck, we're the most famous thing in Lanford.
What doesn't kill us is making us stronger. We're gonna last longer than that greatest wall in China. Oh, that rabbit with a drum. If there's one thing that I've learned while waiting for my turn, it's that in each life's a rainfall, but you also get some sun. And we'll make our better than okay. Hear what I say, yeah, any day.
So the duck's the most famous thing in Lanford. We're number two, right?
Absolutely. Duck, us.
What was number two before us?
Well, that's a tough call. Probably that guy that dropped his pants down at the bank for funniest home videos.
God, that made me so damn mad. You could tell that was totally fixed. He was probably going around with his pants unbuttoned the whole damn time.
Makes you not want to keep your money there, though, I'll tell you that.
Not for damn sure. Hey, I forgot to tell you. Becky called from the carnival with the boys. She says they're having a great time. And our little Jerry won the pie-eating contest.
Prodigy.
Oh, has anybody seen Leon lately? Ever since we won the lottery, he looks like hell.
I know. I saw him the other day. He looked like such a slob. I thought he was straight.
When's he going to get over it?
Never. Not as long as I'm alive.
I forgot to tell you who I ran into. John McCord. John McCord, remember Varsity Track? He's the guy that dressed like the guy in Mod Squad.
Which guy in Mod Squad? Link or the white guy you can never remember his name?
Come on, Rosanne, you know John McCord? First shag haircut in Lanford?
Yeah, that guy. Anyway, he corners me in the fruit section and he asks me out, as if the lottery had nothing to do with that.
But you're going, right?
Hell yes, I'm going.
Hey, guess what happened? Me. Got a call from the mayor of Lanford.
Was he trying to sell you some more Amway?
No, actually, this time he called as the mayor of Lanford. He wants me to ride in the Thanksgiving Day parade.
Wow, that is an honor.
Yeah, it's me and some old guy that was like the last soldier that ever fought in World War I or something. Hey, I hope people in this town don't mistake me for Anna Nicole Smith and her old husband.
Yeah, we really are becoming celebrities.
Man, this is kind of not what I thought it was going to be, you know? I kind of thought it was going to be more exciting or something, I don't know. How come that Ted Koppel ain't called us yet?
Nah, he's lost his edge.
Well, he's no Jerry Springer, that's for damn sure.
American dream, a good job, a good home. Hey, how about winning the lottery? Well, my guests tonight did exactly that. They're just ordinary folks from Lanford, Illinois. Please welcome Roseanne and Dan Connor. Wow, $108 million. How did you feel when you got the news?
Well, you got to understand, Jerry, I'm recovering from a major heart attack, or a myocardial infarction, as the doctors call it. And, see, I was at my daughter's wedding, which I guess contributed to the stress. Plus, I ate me a couple bacon, butter, and mayonnaise sandwiches for breakfast, which probably contributed to the clog.
Yeah, well, also you forgot to tell, so you're not starting in the right place. You get it. That was like before, and then here we were a little bit later after you came home and everything. So, well, we just had this big fight.
Yeah,
you know?
It was like
the worst fight ever, so we thought we were like going to break up or something, you know. But then everything worked out, so that was cool.
I tell you what, wait a minute, let's just slow down a little bit. What I want to know is how did you find out that you won?
Well, we were sleeping.
Yeah. Sort of.
Anyway, her sister comes over.
Yeah, my sister comes in and she's like, Roseanne, you know, so I go out there and everything and...
Kind of put me off my feet. Sorry, honey.
And so I go out there and she's like, hey, you guys won the lottery. I'm like, what? We won the lottery, you know, so we're like kind of just screaming and freaking out and stuff, you know.
Yeah, we had a real big wing ding then. Missus jumped up on my back.
Yeah. But wasn't there like some interesting story about how...
Oh, yeah. Well, I was getting to that. Okay. Well, so my husband was in the hospital and everything and he's there in his room and everything. Well, like I didn't, I was just trying to keep my mind off of what was going on because, you know, I mean, I didn't know if my husband was getting better. I was like,
get a real.
Yeah, the infarction. And I was just getting really nervous about it. So, like, I was trying to just kill time. Not really kill time, but just kind of take my mind off of, you know, worrying about my husband. So, like, I went down and I bought this lottery ticket. And I worked out this whole kind of, you know, system for, like, how to pick the numbers. Because, like, I picked out, okay, I picked 36 for the number of times I salted my hospital food. And then 8 for the number of parking tickets I got for... parking in the ambulance only zone.
Wasn't your sister involved?
Oh, yeah. She's the one that, you know, found out first and told us.
I got it. Why don't we bring out your sister now? Here's Roseanne's sister, Jackie Harris. Jackie, welcome to the show. What is your part in this fascinating story?
I picked out 3 of the numbers, and then she picked out 3 of the numbers. And then I was the one that saw that we won the lottery on TV. So I go running over there. I'm like, Roseanne, you know, and she's like, what? And I'm like, you know, we won the lottery. And she's like, what? You know, and I'm like, we wanted to tell Dan, but we didn't know how because, you know, he'd had the heart attack.
Yeah, see, I'm not supposed to have any stress or lift up anything heavy or whatnot, because the whole thing could just pop like that again.
So tell him what you said about the heart.
Oh, well, I told my husband after we won and everything, honey, you don't even have to worry about, you know, your bad ticker anymore, because now we got enough money to buy you one of those baboon heart transplants.
Oh, yeah, baboon heart transplant or a pig valve or whatever science has come up with.
How did it feel?
Well,
I felt this pain going up my arm.
You know,
like
somebody said. I go rushing over there, you know, and I tell them, and they're like, whoa, you know, and I'm like, whoa, you know. And then we sat around for a little bit, mm-hmm. And then, was like, whoa.
Yeah, Jerry, see, I felt bad because I had my heart attack at my daughter's wedding, and, she... had to get married because of...
Honey, don't say that on television.
How did the lottery change your life? How did the lottery change your life?
Oh,
I got a date with John McCord.
Oh, yeah, and we had that lady from today... Good Morning America,
Kathleen Sullivan came over.
Yeah.
She interviewed us.
Now, is she Ed Sullivan's daughter?
I think she is, yeah.
You know...
why don't we bring out the rest of the Connor family?
Oh,
okay,
yeah.
Here's the rest of the Connor family. Oh, well, welcome everybody to the show. Your mom has won $108 million. How do you guys feel?
I am the mother of the girls, Mr. Springer, Mrs. Beverly Harris.
Oh, how proud you must be.
You know, now that we have this money, I don't have to be a Democrat anymore.
Any questions? Yes, go ahead.
Hi. So how much money did you win?
Well, we only said it 108 million times, you n***.
You should listen to her and what she says about those guys, and he should listen to her about the other one.
Yeah, now that you guys have all that money, why don't you give me some?
Sure ain't never heard that one before.
I want to say that you people are living proof that God takes care of children and food.
What did you say?
You heard me. I said.
Well, talk to the hand because the face does not understand.
We don't understand how a jerk like you could win the lottery.
That's my wife you're talking to.
Well, it's about as good a time as any for a final thought. You know, I think what we see here today is that money obviously...
Jerry, I have a final thought. Well, if life hands you a negative, don't despair, because one day it just may develop into a pretty picture.
Happened to me today. David and I got this call from our friendly morticians over at Jannetty and Sons.
Ooh, Jannetty and Sons. They don't bury just anybody.
Well, they were very eager to assist us with our afterlife needs.
And I told them I already bought a shovel and a big bag of lime.
Did you pass me some beans?
Yes, I could. Glad to see somebody likes his vegetables.
I'm not going to eat them. I'm just going to suck the glaze off them.
That's right. Mom will just reglaze them tomorrow. Hello, Mom.
Honey, you okay? You haven't said anything in the last 5 minutes.
Yeah, I actually started to relax.
Sorry, guys. I'm just kind of spaced out there.
Thinking about the money, huh? I've been doing that, too. It changes the way you look at the world, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And also the way the world looks at you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nature's been too good to you girls. You're going to put me out of a job. Okay, now let's get started. I just want you both to relax and move to the music. Just forget Leonard and I are here. Make me sweat. Yeah, that's it. Open up the estrogen tap and let it flow.
Come on, you're rich. You're sexy. You're totally happy.
I don't know, Avalon, I'm really nervous. I mean, I'm nervous about how I'm going to look. I've been cranking out kisses.
You have nothing to worry about, darling. Women aren't born beautiful. It's all done with the magic of lighting. Here, I'll take a Polaroid and I'll show you. Voila!
Oh, my God, look, Jackie. It really is about the lighting.
Get back out there and show me what you've got. What makes you
what makes you think you can tame these flames?
Yes, you were brilliant.
Oh, thank you. Well, that's why I'm the new guest girl. Oh, my God! It's Half!
I want you to know this is something really special.
Oh, you know, I just want to tell you that you single-handedly revolutionized America's puritanical morals, and I personally want to thank you.
Well, I want to thank you for one of the most memorable shootings in Playboy's history.
Oh, Half, I bet you say that to all the girls.
Of course I do.
All 14,980 of them.
Yes, and I mean it every time. But I have to say that you are the most beautiful woman on this earth.
Thank you.
No, in the universe.
Oh,
Wow, the judge has certainly wasted no time in making that decision. Now let's see who will be sipping champagne and who will be crying into their cold cream. Here we go. The new Miss Universe is Miss Lampard Roseanne Connor. Without a doubt, the most voluptuous, beautiful woman in the universe.
I must admit, I was a little worried when they discovered life on Mars.
Take your victory stroll down the runway, girlfriend. Here she is, the blue-collar cutie. She's a real trailblazing cutie. She's got a hell of a figure, and she filled out a deep cup. Woo! Maybe that's why she's the winner and first runner-up. Yes, she's our Miss Universe USA. Oh, hold it. Stop, please. I have just learned that Miss Lampard has broken the pageant's rules by posing for a commercial publication.
Hey, those were tasteful photos. It was just me and my sister naked in a tub full of money.
Well, I am going to have to strip you of that crown. Yes.
No, that's mine. I want that. Give it back to me. It's mine. Give it to me. Give it to me. Give me that. It's mine. I deserve it.
Mom, you're giving me a blister.
Deej, let her go. If your mom wants to salt her ice cream, it's okay. You all right, honey?
Of course I'm all right. I'm the new guest girl. Hey! I just heard on the news. They got that arrow out of the duck's neck. Oh, my God. You realize what this means? This means we are the biggest thing in Lanford!
I need to talk to you. It's important.
Why, what's the matter?
Well, the other day we were...
Cut! That's a wrap.
What do you mean, cut? We're not even done with the scene.
Oh, sorry, Roseanne. I mean, this is the 200th episode, and they said to tell you as soon as the cake got here.
Oh, the cake's here. Come on, let's go get some.
Wait, I mean, what the hell happened to our big mother-son scene? I mean, that was my shot at an Emmy.
Some cake, you know, go knock yourself out there.
Thank you.
Oh, Israel, your day of reckoning has come. You have sinned a great sin and are not worthy to receive these 10 commandments. The Almighty has proven that your faith can overcome even the laws of nature. Blasphemers! You refuse to live by the law, then you shall die by the law!
Oh, well, they were very tasteful photos. It was just me and my sister naked in a tub full of money.
I am going to have to strip you of your crown.
No, that's mine! Give me that!
You will not!
Give me that!
No!
I said, give me that!